The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Doesn't get much more fun than this, as far as you know.
Number 5.
Oh, Megyn Kelly, America's sweetheart, opened up about the threats against her life when she sat down with Charlie Rose last week. It aired on Sunday morning yesterday. After Trump attacked her and threw her into the spotlight after that first Fox debate last August.
It's not so much what he writes or says, it's how he gins up anger among so many. So it manifests in my life in several ways.
Have there been threats against your life? Does that concern you?
It's not that I'm worried someone's actually going to come shoot me down, but I do worry someone's going to try to hurt me in the presence of my children.
Gee, that's something. I mean, if she's had threats against her life, and she obviously didn't want to talk about them specifically because you don't do that, but that's a pretty scary thing. And if you look at Twitter, you can see the rage has been focused on her. It's definitely out there, people saying not only ugly things, but things they'd like to do to her. And that could be a scary thing.
Well, you know, politics and media in this postmodern 500-channel world in which we live, I mean, there's a flavor for every lane of humanity you can imagine in American culture, right? And so angry people who are, and they, you know, I think consistently there's like a 10, 12, 14, 15% of people in America, and I would extend that to the world, are people who live in the world of anger. You know, they're angry at themselves. They were either born angry or they were made angry at some point in their life, and that's just their currency of personality. And they have, and you know, social media has been an excellent outlet for these people, because there, you know, there are no safeguards essentially. I mean, it's, you know, you could say anything and get a lot of attention for saying it. People who've been in the public eye are no strangers to death threats, right? Whether you're a celebrity politician, an actor, an actress, and we've had some very famous cases, right? But it is what it is. I mean, it just, you know, that's just a reality that they live with, and I'm sure she lived with it before Trump, and you know, we'll have to live with it after him, if there is ever an after him. But
he says with hesitation.
But there is. But Fox News has trafficked in angry for a long time. I mean, that's part of what they do. And Charlie Rose asked her about the bias at that network about that sort of issue.
Do you believe there's a right-wing bias at Fox?
No, I don't.
A conservative bias at
Fox?
No,
I don't. I think that Fox News is fair and balanced. And I think the conservatives who are on air here make no bones about their ideology.
But does Fox News have a closer relationship with Donald Trump, with the Republican Party, than it does with liberals and the Democratic Party?
Well, I think that's obviously true, because you know, you see Trump on our air every day.
And it's interesting. She's towing the corporate line there. She has to. I mean, that's part
she
of
has
the
to.
Part
it, of it. Absolutely was almost like a script written for her there, and she has to say it. She has to say it. But it's, you know, do all of the networks have somewhat of a bias? I think you could probably argue it's fairly apparent to just anybody who watches that. Yes, that's true. It just always feels a little odd and a little painful when they deny it.
Yeah, but I mean, CBS would deny that it has a liberal bias, and MSNBC. I don't know, MSNBC would not deny it has a liberal bias. That's their only hope of getting any kind of a number that they would have. You know, CNN, of those three networks, seems to be the one that tries to live in the center as much as it can, but it's almost impossible because it is based on the people who are you know, delivering the news, writing the news, producing the news, and the angles of the shows, and a lot of that is designed. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it's designed to attract a certain kind of an audience, and they know where they can have inroads, and they know where they're going to be successful. And I think conservatives in the main have found it impossible to find friendly voices, people who are telling them what they, who are reinforcing what it is that they believe or agreeing with them on some philosophical level in media, right?
No question. And that's why Fox has become so successful for such a brilliant plan to form a network based around respecting those types of values.
But without it being too crazy right wing, like you know, some talk radio networks have done that, and some other types of you know, now online media organizations have done it that are appealing to people who are a little less in the mainstream in terms of thought, right? Like Crazy Uncle, you know, those kinds of deals.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch Fox, there's
pretty mainstream conservative.
Yes, it is, and there are certain shows that are extremely conservative. Those like the Five, and then they have a new one that's around noontime. I've watched a little bit. It's extremely pro-conservative, and unashamed to kind of say that it is. That's what it's about. So
right.
It's sort of, you know, but I would say that Megyn Kelly's show, Brett Baer's show, Shepard Smith's show, those shows tend to be more fair and more, you know, objective, not subjective.
But I like the fact that we're arguing whether or not Fox News is a conservative organization.
I just think it's so funny to hear them. You have to toe the line because they're all asked this stuff, and you know, and each of the network people, all of them at their respective networks, would all say the same thing. Oh no, totally objective.
You know, I used to like that Fox News a lot, but turns out we lefty liberal binkos, and I can't stand them anymore, and I like to read a lot of Breitbart. That's what I do now. I'm a Breitbart. By the way, that woman from Breitbart had it coming. Donald Trump
just
is totally
gonna ask
right.
You.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I know she had it coming. Yeah, and they should, really made a booze on her, you know.
Okay. Thank you, Crazy
Thanks,
Uncle.
Creepy.
See, there's always
Crazy Uncle.
Creepy Uncle. I even forgot what we call him. There's always room for somebody. You know, when you think something, you go to the extreme. There's always room to go further. And there is a lot of people out there who buy into it. You know, and Fox News scared itself. And you know what? With Glenn Beck of all people, they scared themselves, and then they pulled themselves off their own ledge with Glenn. Is what they did. Because Glenn went on a wild, wild, wild tear for a while about things that some of it was predictive and accurate. You know, he got really caught up in this whole idea of the caliphate in Syria way before anybody was talking about it. But he got into it at sort of a different angle. And then there was one moment, I think, on Fox News that was kind of telling when Glenn Beck walked around in Midtown Manhattan. He went to Rockefeller Center, which is where NBC is based. And he looked at all the different art, public art that is in Rockefeller Center. And he talked about how it's all part of the left wing agenda of America.
I happen to believe completely that Glenn Beck is totally right about everything he's ever said in his life. Just letting you know that right now. I just want to be on the record of saying that right now.
I wonder what creepy guy, creepy uncle thinks of. Are you a Ted Cruz supporter, or are you like the Trumpster more?
Oh no 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 no. I don't like Ted Cruz at all. I think if I am not mistaken, he has come from aliens. Donald Trump says a lot of very, very sensible things, but I think he's also kind of he might also be from aliens.
See, guys like that aren't really going to, they don't tie in with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was like they adopt just little pieces and bits and pieces of it. All right, let's move on, shall we? Thank you.
Number four.
John Kasich is vowing to stay in the presidential race. And Donald Trump, well, he doesn't like that at all.
He just says, I'm going to keep running. I'm going to keep running. I don't care. And he's taking my votes.
John Kasich says, they're my votes, not yours.
He said he needs to get out because he's getting my votes. And I want to have my votes. This is not fair. I thought we got out of the sandbox years ago. I've got news for him. I'm going to get a heck of a lot of his voters, okay? That's what's going to happen.
What was your comment about 5-year-olds? It's a little 5-year-old.
It is a little 5-year-old-ish, yeah. What's going on over here?
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
Top 5-5 continues.
Number 3.
Mayor Emanuel has asked officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office and Cook County State Attorney's Office to launch a hate crime investigation into racial slurs, including the N-word, that were heard over official police radio channels last month.
Find out what radio that comment came from.
You know, we don't get radio numbers, but I'm already hollering for my supervisor.
Oh, Black Lives Matter, man.
Now, that was that was not a radio that was actually checked out at the time by a Chicago police officer at this point, that we can, that according to Chicago police, because they monitor, there's a silent signal on all radio transmissions, so they're able to find the radio, the position, and who actually is in possession of the radio at the time. In case an officer goes down, they can just open up the key to their radio, and they know that, you know, people can find them. Mm-hmm. And they were not able to identify that radio, so they've asked for all this. But protesters still want heads to roll.
What that transmission represents is the systemic racism that's going on and that's present in the Chicago Police Department. And we come together right now, we come together as a community, and we're demanding that Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, get to the bottom of this situation immediately.
It may not be, though, is the point, that that transmission may not have been a Chicago police officer.
They're saying, the CPD is saying that it's an external unauthorized radio that's accessing their frequency, and they say it's very likely not a CPD. Good for them for investigating it, but at the end of the day, this is someone who's just sort of hijacked their frequency. I mean, what do you do?
Well,
it has been going on for some time now. This isn't the first instance. There have been several others.
And there are radios you can buy on the internet that allow you to do that. So it's a pretty that's its own issue, right? Checking in at
number two.
Jerry Reinsdorf is being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I would say it is just about time. He says he made a lot of friends and got help from a lot of people, including former players.
When I first found out, I wasn't sure why. I really wasn't sure why I deserved this. I'm still not sure. There are an awful lot of people, including Jerry Krause and Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson and a fellow named Jordan. But an awful lot of friends in my personal life who are mentors to me. And I think it's just a culmination of all the things that I got from other people.
It's pretty
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
It's about time. Brought six great championships right here to Chicago in basketball and one in baseball.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
And maybe they should have asked him about Derrick Rose and why he's so injured, but maybe that's not the right
time. This is not the day for that.
Not the right time.
Nope.
Number one.
You know, Saturday Night Live likes to do that cold open, right, where they're taking on the
so
news of the day,
lately.
Whatever it happens to be. And in a presidential year like this, the stuff just writes itself. Chicago's own Cecily Strong portrayed on Saturday night a Trump supporter, a freak, Scottie Nell Hughes. And she did it basically the same way that Scottie Nell Hughes would have done it.
As a woman, how can you keep defending Mr. Trump? He retweeted a sexist, unflattering photo of Ted Cruz's wife.
Okay, that was an accident, okay? Because Donald's hands are just so big, he can't see every little tweet his fingers retweet. I mean, you know, his hands are this big.
Don't know what is happening here.
An alien has taken over the airwaves.
We're having a very significant problem right there. I knew this was going to happen when Creepy Guy showed up.
See, that always follows.
I don't know. I think I touched something over here.
All right. We've had a computer. I would promise you that was very, very funny, but I can't right now.
It is hilarious.
It was very, very.
She's basically defending every single thing that's happened so far, and then they make some new things up that didn't happen but could happen that Trump is responsible for.
I would say yes. I would say that
he's
most
defending
likely.
It.
All right. Let's close this thing up. We'll try to fix whatever just ailed us.
The top five at five.